Today's topic, today's Seminar Halacha, we're going to talk about blowing bubbles on Shabbos. Do kids do that here in camp over Shabbos? Did you see like little kids? Like the, I don't know. But I've seen it. You know what I'm talking about? Blowing bubbles, right? So they take soapy water and they blow out of the wand and nice, right? Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? Give me a nod. Okay, good. So is there any issue in blowing bubbles on Shabbos? So there are three potential issues that I could think of. Let's go one by one. So one potential issue is that you might be watering the grass, because as you blow the bubbles and they land on the grass, then you're watering the grass on Shabbos. So you could easily solve that problem by not blowing near the grass, right? And that would obviously solve that problem. Even if you do blow near the grass, the amount that lands on the grass is so, so minuscule. There is a din of chatzi shir osim min haTorah. This isn't even that. This is just like, it just pops on the grass. It's hard to imagine, unless you're spilling it on the grass, that it's really considered to be even a mashahu of water that's affecting the grass. But okay, al tzadi yosef tov, better to blow not on the grass. So let's assume you're not on the grass, you're on the pavement, you're on the road, and your bubbles are going to land on the pavement. So a second issue, probably the biggest issue to discuss, is that of molid. There's an offshoot of muktzah called nolad. The beginning of Masechet Beita, something comes into the world that didn't exist before Yom Tov. So that's an offshoot of, it's not just an offshoot of muktzah, it's probably the most severe form of muktzah. Not only something that was not designated before Shabbos or Yom Tov to be used, but something that mamash didn't even exist before Shabbos and Yom Tov, then came into the world on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, bubbles are, even if they're considered nolad, you really don't do anything with them. So the muktzah status is irrelevant, because if something is muktzah, so you know, let be metaltal, you just watch them. So, okay, so I won't touch, I won't catch them, and I won't, you don't do anything with them. There's no ishtamshus, there's no tiltal, so it seems to be the muktzah status is irrelevant. And so nolad is not really the issue. The issue is molid. Molid is an offshoot of the malacha of bona, that you're not allowed to build something, so you're also not allowed to change the form of something or to reformat something. Or maybe it's not an offshoot of bona, but it's just what Rashi calls domel malacha. Is it any malacha? No, but it's it looks like a creative activity, because you're taking something that was a certain way and you're turning it into something else. What's the source that there's such a concept that you, if you change the form of something, you turn it into something else, that would be aser? It's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara says, "Emiraskin lo asasheleg v'lo asabar b'Shabbos b'shvil sheyazovu meimav." They're not supposed to squeeze snow and cause water to drip out, or ice and cause water to drip out on Shabbos. Alvnosin toch kosel toch karvein choshesh. But if you want to put an ice cube in your drink, that's fine, and then it will just slowly melt into your drink, and it won't be a noticeable thing, and that's perfectly fine. So Rashi over there says, what's the problem in squeezing snow or ice? For California kids, we'll explain to you what snow is later. So what's the problem of squeezing snow or ice? So says Rashi, molid b'Shabbos v'dami l'malacha sheborei hamayim. That it's similar to a malacha in that you're creating water. So you're not really doing malacha, but it's similar to a malacha, because the ice melts on its own. You're not, but when the ice melts on its own, you're not doing anything at all, and then it's not doma l'malacha. That's why the Gemara says you could put an ice cube into your drink, and you don't have to worry about it, because you're not actually doing anything. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel actually understands that Gemara differently. He says the reason you're not allowed to squeeze ice or snow is that it's also mishum schita, that it's an offshoot of schita, of which itself is an offshoot of dash, that you're squeezing liquid out of that which is a solid. Now, nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam is, are you allowed to change the form of something? Can you take something that's in one form and repurpose it or reconstitute it and make it into a different form? So the Mishabur and Simin Shinchaf, Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, says, explaining the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to squeeze ice. The Mishabur writes, Didami lemalacha shebore hamayim halalu v'asu midrabanan. That it's like a malacha, you're creating this water, and therefore it's asu midrabanan, meaning shitas Rashi. And then he says, Inami gzera shami yischot peros ha'om de lamashkin. That it's similar to Shitas Peros, which is Shitas HaRambam. So Mishmur Paskin is like both of them, that both opinions are true, and therefore we're going to be Machmir. Now, where does this actually come up in the Shulchan Aruch itself? So there is a Ramah in Simin Shinchav Vav Sif Yud, where the Ramah writes, Asur lirchotz yadav b'melach v'kolshkein b'boris shakorin zayp, or we'll call it soap, b'lashon Ashkenaz, or b'shar chelev shenimuach al yadav v'havei nolad. That you're not allowed to use bars of soap on Shabbos, because you're taking that which is a solid bar and you're turning it into a foam, and that is nolad. So a bar of soap is another issue as well. It's an issue of mimareach. Certainly, if it's it could even be an issue of erasing, if it says like a dove or whatever, a lever on the side of the soap, and you're rubbing out the lettering. But it's certainly a violation of mimareach, that you're smoothing out a surface. So a bar of soap is an issue even aside from molid, but the Ramah says that it's molid. Now, what about liquid soap? So most poskim hold that liquid soap is mutter, because you're not really turning a solid into a liquid. You're changing a liquid into a foam, and that's not really such a big change of form. Rav Moshe writes, Al Tzadi Yosef Tov, you can water down your liquid soap, make it more watery, and then it won't be a problem l'chol ha'deos. So in Ketzos HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noam makes this exact distinction when it comes to toothpaste. It seems to be an even greater change, right? And he says, still, it's probably mutter. It's not the same as soap, as a bar of soap, because it's not really such a change to change from a paste into the foam that you have in your mouth when you brush your teeth. And he says, "Mutar l'shafshei v'shinayim b'shabbos with toothpaste." V'lo dami lahada asur lirchutz yadav b'boris dahasam iisum mishum shaboris ni moach al yado v'avei nolad k'mosh asur l'rasik shaled. Because the whole issue with the soap is that it changes its form and it's nolad. Aval al yidei shiv shuv, but by spreading the toothpaste on your teeth, lo yishum nolad. It's not nolad. It's just soft, and it remains soft. It was soft. It is soft. It was pliable. It is pliable. So that's not really enough of a change. So there's no. So l'chora by bubbles, there's no real impression that you've created something, nor any changing of the form in a significant way. It was a liquid. It still is a liquid with some air in the liquid. This shaila comes up with whipped cream, that in the can it's a liquid, you spray it and it's like a foamy type of cream. When it comes up with toothpaste, as we said in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, Rav Neubert writes that you shouldn't blow bubbles, but that you don't have to stop kids from doing it. So generally speaking, you're not supposed to let your kids do malachas on Shabbos either. I mean, we're talking about kids that are at the age of chinuch. If they're below the age of chinuch, if it's a toddler or whatever, you don't have to stop them from doing anything. So what's he talking about, that you're not supposed to blow bubbles, but you shouldn't stop your kids from doing it? So in the footnote he writes that you're allowed to make soap bubbles when washing dishes and washing your hands, but over here the whole kavana is to change the form and to create a new form, meaning that's the whole point of what you're doing. Otherwise, why are bubbles fun? Just take the bottle of liquid and just pour it out on the ground, right? And that wouldn't be as much fun, right? That would be a very boring and quick activity. So what makes it fun is that you're turning it from this liquid. So because it's kavana l'kach, so he says, even though it's technically mutter, probably better for adults not to do it. The third potential halachic issue is the blowing itself. The Rama writes in some Shin Yotas that if you spit into the wind on Shabbos, you're chayiv mishum zora. Now, that zora is winnowing, where they would throw up the grain in the air so the wind would blow away the light chaff and the heavier kernels would remain. So harnessing the power of wind in order to blow spit is a melacha d'orais of zora, that you're using the power of the wind in order to get something from one place to another. So even though, so the Mishabura over there in Sivkat and Samach Zayin quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, what? That's an issue? That's winnowing? Wait, what are the fundamental characteristics of winnowing? Is that there's grain and there's what are they called? Chaff, right? There's the good stuff and the bad stuff, and you're trying to separate the good from the bad, and you harness the power of wind to do that separation. You spit into the wind because you're gross, and the wind carries your saliva and brings it somewhere. It's not separating anything from anything. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't understand this Ramai. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says, Lo ra'inu misha choshish lazeh, kiva deinu miskabin lekach, v'kol shkein dein zeh derech zora. He says, that's not your kavana, it's not your... It's not the derech of Zora. I've never heard of anyone being choshish for this. In the Bir Halacha, he says, Rabbi Kiveger, in the tshuva, is nistapik b'shofich mayim u'atim mitzlochus derech halon v'aruach mefazer atipos echad ponu lekan v'echad ponu lekan yichayiv mishum Zora. That if you take a liquid and somehow scatter it into very tiny drops that are blown in all different directions, maybe that's an Isser. But he says the Ramaz Chumra, not to spit into the wind, he finds that very difficult. And he says, and even in the case where a little bit of drops, droplets go here and there, he sees Mekel, because the entire point of Zohar is really to use the wind to separate what you want from what you don't want. But over here, Bekulo Psoles, Einu Chayv Mishum Zohra, if it's all Psoles, it's all something you're getting rid of, then that's not going to be a Chiv of Zohra. He then says that even the Ramah is probably only Machmer by saliva, because Zohra is only Begedule Karka, and Adam is considered Gedule Karka, so a person's saliva might be considered Gedule Karka, but water is not Gedule Karka. So even to do that with water, where would you ever take a liquid and you put it in the air and it scatters into a bunch of tiny particles, a little bit here, a little bit there? So any spray can of deodorant or anything like that, it's a liquid in the bottle and you spray it and it goes a little bit here, a little bit there. So it's not gidule karka, it's not a problem. So with bubbles, you're not separating anything. So even though you don't have all the kulavs of lo nichale and all of that, because over here it's absolutely nichale, it would seem that that it would be mutter from a Zohar perspective as well, despite the fact that the Ramaz Machmir on the saliva. In the Dirshim Shabura, in note 67 over there, he discusses sprays of perfumes, which the Minchas Yitzchak and Chel Gvav Simcha Vav says is not a problem of Zohar because it doesn't sort anything, and that both Rav Eliashiv and Rav Moshe Feinstein agreed with the Minchas Yitzchak about that, that it's not a problem. And even putting water into a humidifier, where Mamish does that, right? You're taking water, like a whole bunch of water, and just the humidifier just puts it into tiny particles into the air, would be mutter, because once again, it's not sorting anything, it's not gidule karka, and therefore, l'chora, it would be mutter. So again, when it comes to the bubbles, as far as watering the grass, that's an easy solution, just don't do it where it's a psikreshe, that it's going to land on the grass, and even if it is a psikreshe, it's going to land on the grass, it's not so clear to me that it's usher. As far as molid is concerned, so it's very tricky to figure out what exactly the gedorim are of molid. One could argue, like the Shmir Shabbos says, that if your whole kavana is that change of form, maybe that's what qualifies it as a significant enough change of form, but Pashtus is, if you're looking at it objectively, it's not enough of a change of form to be molded. And as far as Zohar is concerned, for all the reasons that the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha said, l'chora, it is not a problem of Zohar either. Okay.